Heck yeah, it's Friday, everybody. Welcome, welcome. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Dave here on the holiest day of the work week. Welcome to the weekend. Today we talked my burner car. It's back. A cop's firing, which was worth note. We skirted around sex and heard about we actually literally heard a washing machine that rocks. There's a counterattack now for robocalls, and comedian John Heffron basically took over the second half of the show, stuck around for multiple breaks. Here for yourself. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
What was it like in the Great White North? How cold was it this morning?
Oh, this morning?
Yeah.
Not so bad. I didn't feel as bad as the other day.
You're in the burner car, so you don't have
I actually just got my burner car back after 2 months at the... okay, when I take it for inspection,
right.
It takes so much like hoop jumping and wrangling and fudging. My mechanic is basically an accountant with what he gets away with.
I see.
There's waivers.
Yeah,
he's my lawyer, essentially.
All right. So basically, folks, if you're on the Northeast Extension and you see Dave... Right,
it's barely legal.
Just slow down or get around him real fast.
That's right.
Now, the reason why I was asking about the cold, did you hear about the police chief up in, I believe it's New Hampshire. Yeah, New Hampshire. You hear about this guy?
No.
This is great.
Okay.
He's the chief of police and the only cop in the town. It's a really small
one of
town.
Those. Okay.
Right. So the town board decides, all right, we're going to switch over. We're going to save his salary, switch over and use the state police instead.
Okay.
All right. So they tell him, without warning, they tell him that you're fired.
Okay.
Right? And he says, and turn in your equipment. Right? So he's got no car because all he had was the police car. All right? He sits down in the lobby of the station, takes off his shirt, his pants, his shoes, right? You know, and then puts the shoes back on, right? His bulletproof vest. He takes off absolutely everything in his underwear and boots. Walks out, just says, screw you, here's all your stuff, leaves his gun, leaves his bench, walks out and calls his wife before he leaves. She's not there. Screw it. He is in 26 degree weather in like a foot of snow. It is snowing at the moment, and he's walking down the road. He walks over a mile before his wife comes along picks him up.
Man. Right? I salute you, sir.
Yeah, I do too. We should do that when they fire us.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
Speaking of approving things. Yeah. All right. Did your dad... I wonder if we should even make this a text poll. Right? Did your dad have the talk with you?
No. No.
No.
I feel like that faded out after the 80s.
Right, right. Yeah.
I feel like that was like a mid-century thing.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it has to do with once sex ed showed up in schools.
Okay.
Right, you know,
that's a fair point.
Talk came to an end.
Right.
All right, the day I am not sure what the intent was, right? Either my mother told my father, you need to spend more time with your son. Okay. Or she said, you got to have the talk with your son. Okay. One day, my dad says, come on, we're going out. I said, okay, fine. I get in the car with him. We go to Aqueduct Racetrack in New York.
Okay.
Right? Wow. And we're standing there watching the races. Right? And then we go down to the line, to the fence there. And when the races come past. And my father turns to me and says, where do you hear these people curse? Right. Okay. And people are screaming at the horses and all that. And that was the day. And I've never been sure. Were you supposed to be doing something else? Was that the day you were supposed to be teaching me, right, giving me the talk? Or was it the other thing of you need to spend more time with your son?
Oh, so he never got to the talk.
No, the talk never happened. Never happened at all. Yeah,
listen to these people curse. That does sound like an awkward fill-in.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Oh, God.
I'm bringing this up because there's a Chevington High School, which is in England. Students just started getting a book from them called 101 Ways to Show Someone You Love Them Without Having Sex. All right, along with the alternative activities for sex substitutes are share a gingerbread man.
God. Ew, what?
I don't know. Buy them a piece of the moon.
What?
This is almost...
And Get.
This is almost like that Ricky Gervais pamphlet bit that he does.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal if you've never seen it.
Right. And this one, number 26, Sucking Toes.
What?
Who wrote this?
I have no idea, right? Proposing Marriage is actually on the list. These are high school kids, right? What? You can go for walks. You could go see a film. You could go to a Burger King, right?
Is this from like the Utah curriculum or something?
I have no
idea. Where is this emanating from?
Right. By the way, dry humping didn't make the list.
Oh, that would have been my number one.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
All right, so Dave here. Listen to this, Cindy. You're welcome to listen to it also.
Sure.
All right. See if can you figure out what this is. Any idea?
Sounds like somebody left something in the dryer that they shouldn't have. Yeah,
Very good. Basically, what it is, it's a washing machine. It's out in, like, it's outdoors.
Okay.
It's in some third world country.
Okay.
All right? And but it constantly makes that beat. You know, so some guy comes along with a cymbal.
This rolls.
And there's a video for this.
Uh-huh.
Like an idiot. I mean, I sat there amazed by this guy, his cymbal, and his washing machine.
Well, it's mesmerizing.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know, literally for like, I must have run it like two or three times. I mean, it's great tambourine work when you think about it.
I just picture a bunch of goats to saunter.
Wait a second. I just realized.
What?
I just realized. Wait, this could be a Santana song. Let's go. Jingo Bop.
Where's your Paul Reed Smith? Start soaring over top of that.
Jingo Bop.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by Davis Honda. Feel the Davis difference at Davis Honda in Burlington or online at davishonda.net. Remain in Light, the Talking Heads' Remain in Light, was just such a huge album for them. So you can only imagine what it was like for Jerry Harrison, the keyboard player, when they were in the studio, and here's David Byrne doing these lyrics. And you might find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. You know the way once in a lifetime starts. And if somebody was standing in the studio and you're hearing this for the first time, you got to be questioning, like, what's going on here? Here's Jerry.
It's a really special song. I didn't quite realize how special it was when we were recording it. There's so many great songs on the Remain in Light album that it just seemed like one of the great ones. But having seen the way that people have been moved by it, I know that part of it is like the line, "How did I get here?" People just think, when anything unusual is going on in their life, that's what they say to themselves.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with the radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
So let me ask this to all of you. You get, because we were talking about robocalls is the question from Elle earlier this morning. Do you get a lot of robocalls?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's the norm these days.
Yeah, especially on my phone. On my phone, it's like insane. I mean, I've got a new rule. If I don't recognize, if I don't know you, if you're calling, Bob from Cincinnati. I don't know Bob in Cincinnati.
If you're not a contact, I don't pick up.
Right, exactly.
I have that rule also, but for me at the same time with booking guests for the show.
Yeah, it sucks for you, man.
Yeah.
So I still won't answer because if it's for the show, I think they'll probably leave a voicemail.
Right.
They also have my email. So,
Well, there is a new service called Do Not Pay, and it's an app that's billed as the world's first robot lawyer, and they're offering a robo revenge as a service. Okay, is basically the app registers you on the national do not call list. Then they give you a burner do not pay credit card to give to the scammer. So when the Nigerian prince is asking you for $1,000 to get his million out, right, you could just go, well, here, put it on this credit card. What that does is you can get they can get information about the scammer, and it guides you, through the process of suing them, claiming $3,000. But there's a $3,000 fine for calling people who are on the do not call list.
This also sounds like a scam.
I was just going to say, where's the catch in this one? Okay.
No, and the only catch in it is it only works domestically. So when the Russians are calling, you can't do a damn thing about it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Quiet Riot, come on, feel the noise. John, have you ever felt the noise?
It's been a long time since I felt the noise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a little bit older now, so I don't know how am I going to feel after I feel the noise. Do I have enough time during the day? Do I have to like block out 6 or 7 hours after I feel the noise?
Nap.
And then maybe even if I wanted to feel the noise, just, you know, I'm so flighty, I'm like, I don't even know where I kept it. You know? Is the noise in an Altoids box hidden in the junk drawer? Where is the noise? You know, it's a whole thing. Like, you hear all these songs and like, you know, do we love rock and roll? Like, there's all those songs that were like, I love rock and roll.
Yes.
And no songs now ever even say the term rock and roll. Like, we just gave it up.
It's hard to admit to it anymore. You know, it's just like, because everything, well, pop has nothing to do with rock and roll, so they won't say it.
They won't even say the word.
Yeah.
But we loved it, and we pledged it, and then it was just on the, you know. Yeah. We even told people, I want to rock.
You did it all night.
Do people even, you know, and part of it, do people even rock anymore? Is that a thing?
I'm hoping they do. If not, I should just stop now.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird thing, you know. That's why even with like 80 songs, I became an ordained minister recently.
Oh, okay.
Right. And I don't know why I did. It was 79.
You had a friend getting married.
It was like 79 bucks. I'm like, I'll be ordained just in case somebody won't marry somebody, you know. Right. There's people who are anti-love. Me being a 80s music guy, and there's all these like cool churches popping on. I'm going to start a church for younger people, but I don't want to quote the Bible. I just want to quote 80s songs.
Okay.
And I don't know if younger people would even know the difference.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can just be like, and you may ask yourself, where is my beautiful house? You might have some friends that say, I want to have fun tonight. They might want to wang chung. Tonight. Now you relax, you don't do it, even if you want to go through it, because I don't know. You can never be too shy, shy, hush, hush, Ottawa. And now you come back next Sunday. I got a little ditty about Jack and Diane I would like to share with you.
John Just Hebron all day. Is I think you can do that all day. And tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 at Helium Comedy Club. Tickets are always available at heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. John has a serious radio background. Where did you start doing radio?
I started doing radio mid-90s in Detroit.
In Detroit. There was Detroit. I said Chicago.
Right.
Detroit.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I did Detroit and Chicago. We did a thing where I was with this guy, Danny Bonaducci, and we would do...
We know him well. Yeah, he's from Philly.
Yeah, we would do mornings and then get on Southwest flight and fly to Chicago.
And do afternoons.
And then do afternoons and get on a flight. God. This was back when apparently they didn't have phone lines or ISDN or something. So, or it was a radio stunt. I forgot which one. But we were doing that back and forth. So
every weekday?
Every day.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Well, it's not from Detroit to Chicago.
It's an hour flight.
You're getting on a friggin' plane every day just to commute.
You weren't flying commercial, though. You were a private plane, I would assume.
No. Heck no. We were doing...
He was working for Greater Media.
Oh, they did have a prop plane.
Yeah, I know.
That's true. They did have a prop plane.
No, you're talking a guy who was doing free appearances on the one day at off. The sales department would come in. Hey, can you do the movie premiere of Six Heads in a Duffel Bag? I don't want to. I want to sleep in that for at least one day. Nah. And then you're sitting at some, you know, station event with some intern who hates her job. Card table with all old logo koozies. '80s. Yeah. It's not even your logo.
Photo of you from the '80s.
It's the old program director who's, yeah. Well, you know, no, we have a point between these two numbers now. Now we got rid of the point because we did focus group and people don't want it to be 102.9. Now they want it 102.9.
You'll be surprised to know that it hasn't changed.
Yeah,
so it's not changed at all.
Sitting there, yeah. Oh.
There was a big debate at corporate one year about the W. Are we MGK or are we WMGK? So
yeah, that's somebody's job.
Yeah, right. That's somebody's job. That is somebody's job. So speaking of trying to get sleep, I mean now that you know you don't have to get up. To
I still have radio, well, right? I still have like doing radio phobia. Like I used to wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's me.
Or whatever. So now I'm like anti. I would like to sleep in as much as possible, but I take a little sleepy help every night.
You're an Ambien guy.
That I'm trying to stop. Yeah. Yeah, the problem is if you're in your 20s, right, you don't prepare for bed and you don't think about sleep. You just kind of live your life and then you close your eyes and then you wake up and it's the next day. Right. You're like, oh, it's yesterday already. Wow. Or it's I had so much to do and now I'm asleep and I woke up. Now I wake up and I look at the clock, and one of my first thoughts would be, I need to be back in bed in about 13 hours. How am I going to do this? I have to do all this stuff and get back here. Then I'll look at the clock and go, I need to be in bed in 8 hours. I should probably just put my sleepy pants on now. Right? And then I go, okay, I need to be asleep in 4 hours. I'm probably going to pregame it, lay on the couch, so I'm completely rested for when it's time I do the transition into bed. And then I'll go, okay, it's a hard out. I have to take a sleeping pill because I have to get up and do radio or something.
All right.
And then I'll think that thought, and about 30 minutes after that, I have to ask myself, did I take it? I don't know if I took it. I thought about it, but I don't. And then I look for signs. Okay, well, I went to the kitchen. I got some wine. I've made a couple grilled cheese sandwiches, but I don't know if I took it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take one more. I'm going to take one more just in case. And then I kind of had to stop just because, I would eat like crazy. Like you always hear those stories, right? You've probably done stories where people have gotten in their cars. And
yeah.
I would eat in the mess I would make. I would like shovel cereal in my mouth. And then at some point it looked like, I don't know, I must have grabbed handfuls, and it looked like I was feeding pigeons. You know, I would just throw so much, I don't know how much cereal got on the floor. I don't, like, I'm have a koi fish pond or something. I'm salting steps. And then I started buying things online, which was, that's where I had to stop. I bought some big things.
Like?
Oh, I got an infrared sauna for two people that got sent to my house.
What is something like that? Those? What does that cost?
A couple thousand.
Oh my God. Free shipping on
Prime. I had a 1987 Chevette on hold. I got this cat hoodie. It's a hoodie that holds a cat, which is pretty awesome. I got to say, it's got this big pocket, and you put your cat in there and just kind of walk around. But
it's kind of like you, Dave.
Yeah,
I can relate to that.
This cat,
how big's your cat? 40 pounds.
Yeah, your cat's gonna hate the hoodie, but get the hoodie anyway because it's a big pocket, and you can. I keep reading glasses in there. I got remote controls. I got some Uncrustables.
So it's a fanny pack.
I have basically a fourth grader's lunch ready to go. I got a permission slip to get out of gym. I got a Scholastic book order form so I can get 5 goosebumps in a poster of a Ferrari.
Hell yeah.
You know?
As long as you're speaking about your childhood, right? Answer, because I have a hard time believing this, right? Because I was in this category, and I look at you, and you look like you could have never been in this category. You were a Husky?
Oh, Husky clothes?
Husky clothes?
Yeah, at one point, right? We all were, right? I think it was a scam back then.
Like, do you think that was
first off, Husky went out of style with Gen X. We millennials have no clue what a Husky is.
I don't know.
So you got to explain that.
Well, Husky was like if you went to...
It was fat kids' clothes.
You went to like Sears. It's kind of what like sold. Yeah, yeah. And they would have these tough skins jeans that were just indestructible. And they were also made out of some material. Like if you were outside now in this weather, they would freeze. The material would freeze, and then you and your little nutters would have a hard time walking to school.
It was literally called tough skins.
It's literally tough scuff skins. It was like Kevlar. You couldn't rip them. They had this patch on the back, and then they had this side elastic to help you, but then they were always so tight, you take them off, and you just have this elastic indention, like, around your side. But they had a whole section called, it was literally husky. And right. if you were just a little bigger than whatever the normal thing, you'd have to go to that section. And it was just straight up, you're the fat kid section, and big signs that said that. And back in my day, yeah. you would have to walk in that section, and everybody yeah. would see you.
So what was non-husky? Did it just say, like, normal kid?
No, no, it would just say, like, boys.
Okay.
And then the corner of the boys' department would say, husky.
Wow. Yeah.
And the worst thing that could happen to you is you were there, and a friend came by, and you were in the husky department.
Yeah,
and
spotted.
Then, and big and tall for kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was just,
I can't see John as a husker, though.
Him?
Yeah.
No.
I think the heaviest I've ever been in my life was probably first or second grade. Okay. Like, that was a thing. All yeah, right. I thought it was going to be a monster. Right. I was going to probably play football. It was going to be huge. And then, boy, then it just got skinnier and skinnier. Yeah, it's okay, though.
Now, you got divorced since the last time I saw you, haven't you?
I believe so, if that paper is correct. Yeah. Yeah. You know, why not?
Yeah, right. All right, and what about then? You had a stepdaughter.
Didn't you? I still have a stepdaughter.
Yeah, well, you do. Yeah,
But it's weird. But you kind of don't talk. So right. you did, but you don't. Right. So it's kind of like I was a grandpa for maybe a year.
Okay,
you know, because she had a kid. Then now all that happened, which your life changes. So I have grandpa stuff, is what I'm trying to say to sell. Because I'm no longer a grandpa. So I have
some Werther's?
I have a fanny pack. I have pants that zip off into shorts. I have one pair of glasses that go over glasses, if you need that. I have a reverse mortgage almost filled out. I stopped about halfway through. And I got Velcro New Balance white.
Okay, sweet. All right, we'll talk about that.
Yeah. That's a whole.
Yeah, I got a whole thing. It's all just one items about my size. So if anybody wants your grandpa starter kit, just let me know.
Where are you living nowadays? You in New York or L.A.?
I am was in Los Angeles, and then I cut out of there for a second,
right?
And just bought an investment property in Michigan. I bought,
what,
yeah,
you
just random.
Snow?
Yeah, I missed. You know, listen, I went through a divorce, and I'm of an age. I'm hitting that, that 5-0. I'm going through a little midlife. It's either that or I buy a Porsche and get a tattoo. So I bought, I bought an old house that was built in 1820. Because why would I want consistent temperatures in every room? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Especially in such a balmy state.
Why would every time I turn on the shower, it sounds like I'm about to launch a missile, the whole house shakes. And then at night, I play this game called Guess What's Animals in the Walls. It's a fun, non-scary game, right? Just hear. I think one has a Makita power saw. Like, one has
relate to that here.
A battery where you're like, that thing's got a saw and it's going to get me. Like, I can't
fall asleep.
Yeah.
Then I'm sure it's not a ghost. I mean, 1820, Jesus.
There's got to be ghosts. Right, yeah. Like 100%.
Absolutely,
there's no
ghost
way.
Of a raccoon.
Yeah, I think about like what arguments happened in that house over the last 200 years. Like what?
It's pre-Civil War.
Yeah, I'm in the living room. You know, there was just, you know, we get in trouble for looking at our phones, I guess, fellas. But I'm sure that some guy was just in his house whittling. And his wife is like, so you're just going to whittle? And he's like, what? I'm just whittling. Yeah, just, you're not even paying attention to me. You're just whittling. Yeah, I just voted for the 14th president. That was a thing. Well, I listen to all those, you know. And then I'm going to, okay, well, just, I don't feel connected to you. Just the whole day, I've had my skirt above my ankle, and you've said nothing. So, I hope you enjoyed this. I'm never dressing like this again for you. Just whittle. I hope you whittle. He's like, what? Okay, I built this house. That doesn't count for doing anything around here. I literally built this house.
John Heffron is our guest. He's appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows each night at Helium Comedy Club. You get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. I am amazed by your ambient thing because, like, you know, I don't use Ambien regularly, but when I do, I have none of these, like, you know, Roseanne Barr freakouts.
Yeah, I don't post stuff. Well, you wouldn't be able to tell if I post this stuff on Instagram or Twitter. You wouldn't know. I misspell everything in horrible language usage, so I wouldn't know. But what else did I buy? Oh, yeah, because I got this new farmhouse, I'm like, okay, I want to, like, I have a basement area, and okay. I can't decide if I want to turn that into an apartment for people to rent, or I just kind of man cave it.
Okay.
You know, and just have stuff that I, like, mm-hmm. enjoy. So apparently I had that mind frame going in. You know, and I'm lucky there's stuff online. I'm lucky I haven't bought. Like, I'm lucky I didn't get a knock on the door, and I open it, and there's two moving people there with that bathtub with the door on it. Yeah. Like, if you're younger, you don't know what the bathtub with the door on it is. But it's literally a bathtub that has a door, because you just get old enough where stepping over into the bathtub, you don't have that type of time.
No.
You're just like, there's a lot of room for error anytime you leave your feet as an older person. So you try to... Plus, you just reach an age where you go, I'm not stepping over stuff anymore. I'm done. I'm walking through stuff. I've put a lot of time in this earth. I'm going to walk through. But the question about the bathtub with the door on it is, you get in it, you close the door, and then you turn on that water. How long does it take to fill? That seems like a long time to sit and body shame yourself. You know, as you're just looking
at
yourself.
You can't open a door once the water's
going in.
No,
once the water. So it's just you looking at your body and what it's become. And then, you know, as it looks like your pontoon boat sinking. You know, and you got to decide if you're going to jump or call the Coast Guard. And then when you're done and you hit the drain button, how long does it take to drain?
And how cold you get.
Yeah, now you're just sitting in your old cold water filth. And your filth from your feet is now on your neck. And then, do you have dirty bathtub rings on you? Is my big question. Because I don't know how, you know, you wouldn't. That or that Acorn chairlift, uh-huh. I think I might get that one. That one, if you don't know what that is, it's a commercial. It's a woman in a chair, and the chair takes you up the stairs or takes you down.
Right, right.
It just looks peaceful.
Right, right. But it takes about half an hour to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a turtle or a rabbit switch. You can kind of flip it. But I just, something so peaceful about it. That lady's going up those steps, and the world can't expect anything from her. You're strapped to a chair. That's your time.
That's what my favorite part is it moves at about, so slow, it's insane, and it has a seatbelt. That's the thing that cracks me up.
And somebody calls you at the bottom, and you're like, yo, I'm about to go up the stairs, I'm going to lose you halfway. I got to talk to you at the top. And you just put your phone into chair mode and just take a breath as you slowly go up the stairs looking at old family photos.
So you're going to be an interesting old man. You are.
Well, the scary is, listen, I don't have kids. I'm not married. I'm going to be the scary old man in the scary old house is what it's about to turn into.
It'd be Clint Eastwood in that movie.
Yeah.
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino.
Yeah, at least if you have family or kids, somebody's going to be forced to take care of you.
Right.
Well, I don't have that, so I might. That's why I'm going to start to hold up in my shelter house now. I think it's just, you know, it's just start. I'm going to grow a beard, get some overalls, rocking chair, and buy two or three of my first cats. We'll see what happens.
You should hire someone now that comes and checks on you in that house, you know, for later in life. This way you don't become the ghost in the house.
I saw this commercial. It's for, you know, for older senior citizens that need care for people to stop at their house.
Right.
And, you know, the commercial is, and then they'll stop by and give you food, and then they clean. So that way you can stay at your home and you don't have to go to a thing. For as low, it's in an app, and it's like $15 an hour. And I was like, how old do you have to be to have that service? Like, I would, for $15 an hour, I would like somebody to come over and just cook for me.
All right, yeah.
And just maybe get a towel and just pat my face.
Uh-huh.
Like, can I do that? Like it's I'm 49. I'll be 50 in July. I think living in a retirement community would be perfect.
Okay.
I just need to fake my ID. I'm just not old enough yet.
You got to be 55 for most.
I'm kind of in this weird zone right now where I can't wait to live in a rest home, assisted living, because I know kids who are taking care of me won't know cursive. So I'm going to be able to write notes to all my friends that I live with and plan some really fun things in my ancient secret language. Hey, everybody, I'm stealing pudding at 3 p.m. I'm going to draw 3 o'clock because there's no way they're reading analog time by the time I'm in there. And they've never seen paper, so they won't even see all my passing my note skills. And then I'm going to have, if they get it, the paper's going to be password protected because I'm going to fold it where you could go yellow 5. And they're not going to know. They're not even going to know how to get in it. So I can't wait till I'm old enough to get in one of those. It's just right now I'm in a gray area. I just gotta kill a couple more years, and then it's fine. It's fine.
John Heffron is our guest, and tonight and tomorrow he will be at Helium Comedy Club. 2 shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. There are tickets available by going to heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you so much. I mean, if you're lonely, you know, and not sleeping, you know, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so you can always call me.
Okay.
Right. You know, and I'll talk you down from Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I'll call, or I'm scared. I'll just call you. I'm scared. I hear a noise. I hear a noise.
Right. I'll just tell you.
What's that noise?
It's a raccoon in the wall. What a Makita song.
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.